Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2022 NFL Draft stars here today on the NFL Draft Blast, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these and download these free. They're available to download and stream at your leisure. And today we're going to be joined with the Indiana PA standout defensive back and return specialist, kind of a dual threat in both of those roles. From the time he arrived at Indiana PA, he became a PSAC standout, and a lot to like about this young man. It's none other than Nazir Streeter, and he'll be joining us as we talk about all the accolades that he's kind of built up from the time that he arrived at Indiana PA. 2017, he was all rookie team, and then he basically earned All-American, All-PSAC honors from there throughout. But with that said, good morning, my man. How's today treating you?
Good morning. Everything's good. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Was fortunate enough to see you at the Duquesne Pro Day the other day. I thought you had a fabulous morning. I thought your individual drills went great. How did you feel leaving it? I mean, you always want your numbers to be a little better. If you would have ran a 4.2, you would have wished it was a 4.19. But that said, kind of just take us through that morning.
Well, first off, I would just like to thank Duquesne coaches for extending the invite and allowing me to participate and show out in front of the scouts. It was a great experience. It was a little cold, windy. You already know that. 40 numbers in my training. Things just didn't add up. I wasn't able to perform well in the 40, the shuttle, three cone, slipping and everything, but it's all good. Like you said, the field drills was cool. So, I mean, it was just a great experience to be out in front of you guys and just have fun, once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, definitely. And for all you folks out there listening, pro days are different for everybody. These guys, it was 8 in the morning, 35 degrees, slight wind, and, these guys are out there doing their thing. And there's other places where you're going to be in on an indoor fast track and don't have to worry about the cold. So, again, props to you guys.
Yeah.
But with that said, I always like to rewind us to this, where the birth of your football life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the better kid from the get-go? Were you the kid that scored one touchdown after the next?
Pop Warner, we had a really good Pop Warner team. We had stars everywhere. A lot played D1 football. I grew up a running back at first. So I didn't play corner until college. I went to college as a running back. So in Pop Warner, it was just like they used to call me Reggie Bush, and I used to score touchdowns, try to hit the sideline, and try to score.
Wow. Running back, from the time you arrived at the collegiate level, we got to talk about that. When did this transition happen, and how did it happen?
In my freshman year, all fall camp, I was getting first-team running back reps. I was splitting the carries, and then a corner spot had opened up on the other side of the ball, and it was about like week 3 or 4. I didn't see the field yet at running back, and the coaching staff just at Long Island University, they told me that I could play right now and the rest of the season if I moved a corner. So I slept on it, made a few calls. I just wanted to see if this was what I could do and be good at it, and I got comfortable. And sophomore year, it took off.
Wow. God bless you. I mean, that's fantastic. I didn't know that. That's why we love having you guys on. We learn those little nooks and crannies that, besides just seeing your stats or watching some highlights, there's a lot more goes into the players that we see. So when you slept on it,
yep.
I mean, that first time you lined up, you kind of, I mean, how nervous were you? That's a lot, especially, you know, collegiately. I mean, you want to earn that spot and keep it. Kind of take us through that first week of practice. And let me, I guess what I'm kind of getting to is, how long did it take till you kind of got a little bit comfortable? I mean, you had success from the rip, so you felt comfortable quickly. But in your words, how did that go?
I would say that first couple of weeks was hard because you're going from touching the ball and everybody trying to tackle you to having a mirror, a wide receiver, and man-to-man, and then get off the block and make the tackle and things like that. And at DB, you're moving backwards. So, like, the first couple of weeks was very hard. Like, I was getting cooked off the line. I remember my first career start at corner versus Assumption with our homecoming game. And we lost by 50. So it was like, oh, man, do I really want to do this? But then, like I said, that fall, after my freshman year, going to sophomore year that summer, I just locked all the way in. I started watching DBs and that mirror that's in the NFL that mirrored my body type. And I just started learning techniques. And then next thing you know, my coach Blount, he was my DB coach at Long Island University. He taught me the basics. And then once he added my little flavor to it, I just got comfortable with it. It was over.
Excellent stuff, man. That's a great story. And you've had a fabulous career. And you also, seems like you're pretty potent in the return game. So I kind of labeled you as that dual threat DB, special team guy. So how did that mm-hmm. fall in line? Just because of your running back ability and your speed?
So as a running back, you know, you see the holes open up, you know, play your blocks, set up the blocks and stuff. So in high school, I wasn't really returning, only like JV and stuff. Varsity, I wasn't doing it because, you know, we had better guys back there. And then when I got to Long Island University, I was catching punts and catching the kick returns. They had their guy for punt return, so I didn't get that job. And then kick return, they threw me back there. I had a senior back there with me, and Mikey Richardson and Malik Pierre, they would rotate. And they would just tell me, like, you can have every kick return. We're going to block for you. Well, all right, cool. The more I did it, the more reps. It just got easier and easier.
I love it. Excellent stuff. Once again, Nazir Streeter here on the CTP. Am I pronouncing your first name right, by the way? I don't want to go through the whole show saying your name wrong.
Well, it's Nazir. It's
Nazir.
Everybody say it different. I don't even. Growing up in school, you know, the teachers, they say it all types of ways. So it is what it is now.
No, Nazir Streeter. Well, I didn't want to go through the whole entire program with calling you. But that said, we appreciate you stopping by. Now, for you, I ask all the guys to come on the program. And if we threw you in this film room with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down your tape. Nazir, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to say, man, we want to get this kid into camp?
Well, first thing first, as a DB, my ball skills. I catch the ball very well. I'm able to track the ball in the air very well. I feel like my eyes have gotten way better over my college career. The energy I bring to the field, I make sure that my guys, we all ready to ball. Like my IUP, my senior year, we had 3 out of the 5 DBs were freshmen. So my free safety, Chuck Ingram, CI, he might not know what he was doing sometimes. We'll be talking, boundary corner to free safety. Next thing you know, he clicks, he make a big play. Like, so, I mean, just a little bit of leadership with their energy and ball skills. It's just.
How about this one? What goes unnoticed could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, team captain, great in the community, maybe the defensive scheme that you ran at Indiana, PA, didn't afford you to showcase certain skills. What do you need to know, or what do these teams need to know? Because I do know NFL personnel listen in. What can you help yourself by saying something that can help you fall in their good graces right now?
Well, I do the film work, and I do all that field, film, the workouts, everything. I do tap in with Darius Slay, and he's one of the better cornerbacks in the league right now. So we do the field work to the film to everything. So that with that, that is sets me apart a little bit. And then, like I said, just the energy, the leadership, like pulling the young guys in, having my own connection with them and being able to talk to them like friend to friend on the field and making sure that we all good. So communication, like you said, film junkie. I'm more of a film guy than go out and perform what they want me to do so I can see what they want me to do, how they want me to do it. So, yeah, little things like that.
Excellent. Third and eight, I'm lining up against you. What's it like lining up against Streeter? I mean, are you chatty out there? Are you quiet? Kind of takes it to a critical fourth on play, third and eight. I'm lining up against you.
Honestly, it depends on my opponent. Like, if I know you, I'm talking. Like, yeah, if I know you, I'm going to call you by your name. Why are you not talking to me this game, bro? I thought we was boys. Ooh. Yeah, we line up. I'll make a play on you. Come on. You know you got to be better. Come on. Little stuff like that. But if I don't know you, I don't really talk too crazy. I just get hype. I make plays and get hype.
Oh, I like it, man. Excellent. Dude, I'm so appreciative of you sharing some of your time with us again. I thought you had a great morning. I thought your individual drills were really, really strong. Was that Monday? Monday in Duquesne. Now it's hard to believe it's Thursday. Yeah. And thankfully you made it safe. You made it safely back to Jersey. No hiccups in the trip back.
Yes, sir. Everything was smooth. Yes, sir.
That's what I want to hear. Well, hey, my friend, before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, why don't we go this route? Since you said you were a little chatty out there, who is the best guy that you would talk to? I guess who's the most fun? Who is that receiver that liked giving it as much as you liked giving it?
Ooh. Like that I played against or on my team?
Either or. This is your show. You could pick either or.
Okay. I'm going to do both. So on my team, it got to be Irvin Charles because – growing up, we went to rival high schools together. He was always an older guy, so he did his thing with the Penn State. And then once he came to IUP, we're both from Jersey. So once he came to IUP, whenever I can make plays on him, I'm talking to him. Whenever he make plays on me, he's talking to me. So like, it was a back-and-forth thing, relationship with that. So, and he's a dog, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", 230 and all that. So he compared to me. So I just love talking to him on that type of time. And then opponent, I'll probably say probably my guy Tice from Cal U. He had the jump ball fade on me for the game when we played them. We all game. Okay. I was locking him up. We were going back and forth. And then that last drive, I'm like, Tice, what's up, Tice? He's like, nah, stop talking to me, nah. Oh, I got him mad. And then they threw a jump ball fade, perfect back shoulder. He caught it. Oh, he got up. Let's go, Nas. Let's go, Nas. I'm like, oh, he got me. So my guy Tice, too. He a dog.
I love it. And how about this one? When you look back at your collegiate career, if you could go back and win one game, what team do you kind of want to go back and beat that kind of upset you?
Probably my first year at IUP in 2019 versus Shepherd. Because we was in a dogfight, came back, took the lead. Then they went down on that last drive, touchdown in the back of the end zone in the playoffs first round.
Boom. And there you go. That one, yeah, that would hurt. And then the final one, my friend, as we approach April 28th through the 30th in this 2022 NFL draft, I'm sure you're going to be glued to the television waiting and listening to hear your name come off that board. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Ooh, my best cook is definitely my stepdad, Mr. Kwame. He I keep telling him he needs to open a store. Like, he's a chef at this point. And he could choose whatever he want to cook. I know it's going to be good. So it is what it is. Whenever he in the kitchen, it's going down.
Fair enough. Well, he's on the clock, and you were also on the clock. Najir, listen, we appreciate you stopping by. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by and joining.
Appreciate you having me, man. Thank you. Be safe.
You too. Once again, that is Najir Streeter, the IUP standout defensive back and return specialist. So much to like about this young man, and I did not know he arrived at Long Island as a running back. Made an easy transition, and again, this kid has all the accolades. Every single year, he was one of the best at his position, whatever he was doing. A lot to like about him, and being able to actually put eyes on him Monday, I really walked away very impressed, and I definitely wanted to get him on the show and share him with our draft audience. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.